Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Andy Napthine, Group Marketing Controller with Cranswick, and Nick Green from Veris Strategies, and we're at Innovation Forum's How Business Can Tackle Plastic Pollution event in Amsterdam. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Andy, yesterday we were talking a little bit around engaging suppliers. As a food products business at Cranswick, how are your supplier relationships affected by your pledges and targets around plastic use?
We've done a lot of work with our plastics policies and real focus on plastic reduction over the last 12 months or so. We've made three big commitments prior to joining the UK Plastic Pact. Our first commitment was about reducing the amount of plastic we use within the business by 50% by 2025. Our second initiative was about looking at how we reuse plastics within our internal systems. And then our third pledge was really about how do we engage and collaborate with the rest of the industry, with government and local authorities, to really drive a culture of recycling change and making materials much more recyclable at the end of the process.
How have your suppliers reacted to this? Has it been an open door?
Yeah, our suppliers have really come on board with us. They've really joined the journey. We've worked with lots of our suppliers and their suppliers and our manufacturing teams and our customers to really make sure that we've got a fully deliverable agenda on the plastic strategy. We've had various initiatives with various suppliers. We're in the process of removing PVC out of one of our sites into a recyclable mono-APET material. That's been engaged working with both our suppliers of machinery at the particular site, but also obviously the packaging suppliers as well. We're working with suppliers and customers to reduce the gauge of film where we can. And again, with particular customers, we've removed over 120 tons of material by down gauging and lightweighting the material we use. And then really, it's just about starting to look at new systems and new solutions and how we really fundamentally look to make some of the longer term shifts. A lot of what we've done at the moment has been realistically the low hanging fruit. Really successfully, we've taken out over 600 tons of plastic in our first 9 months within our specific plastic focus. What we're now looking to do is really upscale the amount of change and the amount of focus and the amount of system change we put into the overall systems.
Let's come back to some of these examples in a bit. I wondered, Nick, from your perspective at Veris, I know you work with Cranswick,
sure.
What are you seeing as the challenges for businesses to really engage their supply chain when they want to make fundamental changes to their plastic packaging?
We look at this from a variety of different perspectives, but I think my one answer to that, Ian, would be leadership, actually. Maybe not the word you were expecting me to say, but it actually comes down to leadership and leadership from the top of the organization. One of the things that we do at Veris is we help organizations define their opportunities. And we've got a tool called Thrive, which is a performance benchmarking tool that enables the leadership of an organization to identify what's important to them. Our approach to sustainability very much is once we've helped an organization to define what it is, we help that organization to connect with the challenge. Because we've heard here, whilst we've been at the event here in Amsterdam, that consumers are, frankly, lazy. And I don't mean that in a pejorative sense, but I mean that in a sense of unless you can help build new and healthy habits with consumers, they're not going to do the recycling that we all think they might do. And organizations, we also understand, need to create new habits, new positive habits as well. And that needs to come from the top. And that's where leadership comes in. And our approach, therefore, is finding ways to connect organizations with their goals and build that into the culture of the organization.
Okay. That's an interesting point. So, Andy, what then are you doing to build in these habits with your consumers and also when you're working with your suppliers?
I think it's really important to touch on some of the work that Nick's talked about with the Thrive tool, because what the Thrive tool that Veris have provided has given us is the ability to very, very clearly identify our problems, understand the impact and the scale of some of the issues and opportunities we have, but then really clearly set targets and enable ourselves to measure it against future progress. So plastics is a good example of this, is we have fully understood where in our processes now we use plastic internally and externally. And through the work, we've identified internal solutions like removing some plastic bags where PPE was coming in individually wrapped. We now bring that in multi-packs in the sites where we're able to do so. We've identified different waste streams and different packaging solutions that really help us to move things forward. In terms of engagement with suppliers, what we've now got is a very clearly defined list of actions and targets that we're working to. So that was about reducing the amount of plastic we use, reducing the content of the plastic or the weight of the plastic, but also moving to much more recyclable material within our overall products as well. And again, we've worked with our supply base to increase and to gradually increase in some circumstances the amount of recyclable plastic that comes into our trays. So in many instances now, a lot of our trays are coming in with up to 95% recyclable material. And where it's lower, we're working with our supply base to really try and increase the amount permissible and the amount technically able to go into those products.
Cranswick strikes me as one of these massive companies that no one's ever heard of. You engage and you supply lots of brands that we have all heard of. How much has there been a drive from those brands who then are public facing for you to really deal with the plastics issue in your packaging?
I think it's fair to say that no one's really ever heard of Cranswick unless you're specifically working in the industry. We work with all of the retailers, lots of food service providers, suppliers, ingredient manufacturers, other manufacturers within the industry. So we are exceptionally well connected across the whole food chain. We've always worked with our customers to deliver effective, efficient packaging solutions. And where we can, where we could historically, is add value through design and innovation. The tide has turned really over the last 12 months, and it has absolutely been about working collaboratively with suppliers and our customers to deliver solutions that start ticking some of the consumer boxes around reducing the amount of plastic that's being used. I don't think we've had much pressure from the retailers. We've been on the same journey as the retailers. So it's been much more about let's have open conversations. And I think because at Cranswick we've been quite proactive with those conversations, we haven't necessarily needed the retailers to put lots of pressure on us because we've already shown that we're forward thinking.
Recognise the problem and leading. It's one of these things that affects everybody's now worrying about this and dealing with it and having to take things forward and reduce the amount of packaging, bring in the recycled content and everything else. Is that something you recognised from your work through at Veris, Nick?
Yeah, I totally recognise that. And, you know, one of the things that it's been great to work with Cranswick on is they've opened their doors completely widely to us, and we have worked in just about every part of the organization, from plants to offices, from the senior leadership team to the guys on the shop floor. We've worked with everybody now to understand their perspectives as well, understand what drives them. And back to the point about good habits, if everyone in the organization can connect with that overall mission, they can then make some choices for themselves. And that, frankly, is how some of the great ideas have come out at Cranswick. They've not all been leadership ideas. They've not all been sort of highfalutin consulting ideas. They've been ideas that have come from the bottom up. And that's what we love. And I think that's basically the genesis of a sustainable sustainability program. And that's at the heart of everything that we try to create. This can't be a flash in the pan. It needs to last. And an organization, once that leadership is embedded, then needs to find ways for embedding it throughout the organization. As I say, hats off to Cranswick for throwing their doors open to us and letting us work with them at just about every level and every location.
How are other conversations you're having developing around plastics?
We're having some fascinating conversations with all sorts of different organizations, from retailers to manufacturers, from real estate companies and property managers. We're having a fascinating range of conversations. And look, everyone's grappling with the same challenges, and we are trying to do everything we can to bring that same approach to the conversations that we're having, trying to make sure that we enable those organizations to define what the problems is, put together a sustainable action plan, and then we work with them to connect and amplify that across their business. But look, the challenges remain. We've got to get creative, we've got to get collaborative, and there's got to be strong leadership on this. Talking shops are a thing of the past now.
And we're, apart from conferences like Innovation Forums, that's great. And I think it certainly is, business are certainly taking a lead on this issue. In the last session, we were just heard from top executive at a retailer saying that policy, we're just being frustrated with policy and really looking for business to be taking these things forward. And I certainly think that we're seeing that on plastics. It really is business taking things forward, and consumers want it. Businesses moving things forward, and policymakers are coming.
That's how
behind.
It's going to shift. I used to work for Sky, and you know, I'm hugely proud of the great work that Sky has done, is doing, and will continue to do so on plastics. They've got a voice, they've got an opportunity, and businesses such as Sky, who can step out and do great work, I think will make a change, will make a difference in this whole debate.
For me as well, though, this is now beyond policy, and the complexity of all of the issues we've talked about over the last 2 days here in terms of the use of plastics, what's recyclable, what's biodegradable, what's compostable, how do we get consumer behaviours to change? Legislation won't change that. What this needs is a real movement and a real sense of the industry moving together and really shift the consumer behaviours at the same time. And again, we've seen great examples of collaboration over the last 2 days of where businesses can really start to make a difference in terms of consumer behaviours.
It's a very exciting area. For now, though, Andy Napthine from Cranswick and Nick Green from Various Strategies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ian.